He was tall, with thick forearms that he kept folded, and he wore inscrutable dark sunglasses even though the sun had not yet come up. Next to him was a public affairs officer from the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, a somewhat pudgy, smiling man with gray hair and what looked like a 20-year-old thermos that he kept constantly unscrewing to pour tiny cups of coffee for himself. The law enforcement agent's job was to make sure I stayed in the ribbon. The public affairs officer's job was to answer any questions about it. As we waited for the sunrise to warm us, I asked him why, in such a remote place, we needed to stand within the ribbon. "For my safety, and the safety of the operation," he told me, never dimming his smile. "What would happen if I stepped out of the ribbon?" "The ribbon is here for you, and you need to stay in it," he said. "But couldn't we just move a little outside the ribbon to a slightly better spot on the rock?" We were, after all, in the middle of nowhere. Who would know? The law enforcement agent, who had not said more than a few words since I had met him a half hour earlier, slowly shook his head and said, "Just stay in the ribbon." So we all stood inside the ribbon. I wiggled my toes in my boots to keep them warm.